When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves wrestle on News Radio 1070, WKOK. Braves Wrestling is sponsored by Glick's, Murray Motors Chevrolet, APW, Zimmerman Motors, Slavinsky Law Offices, UPMC Susquehanna, Carpet Man, Ad One Advertising Specialties, Sunbury Motors, Peters Home Appliance Center, W&L Subaru, Purdy Insurance Agency, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, and Little Addie's Cafe. Now, let's go Matt's side with Steve Williams.
Well, good evening, high school wrestling fans, and welcome to the first edition of the new year dual meet-wise for the Shikellamy Braves. Tonight, the Braves travel to Williamsport to the Magic Dome to take on the Williamsport Millionaires. We are in the throes of the junior high match. Actually, we were duped. We were told there weren't going to be any extra matches afterwards, and there are indeed a few going on here right now. So, as they conclude them, we will talk about the match here this evening against the Williamsport High School Millionaires. We've got a guest with me this evening. If you've wrestled for Shikellamy or a Shikellamy wrestling fan, his voice will sound familiar. Joining me tonight on the color microphone, Mr. Bob Supsik. Bob, welcome.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be with you. Been a while since I've been in this gym.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been a couple of years since you've been on the air with me. You've done this a little bit before, so it's always good to have you back. Always good to have a voice of somebody that's been there, done that, and knows all these kids as well. Right now, the junior high, the match is over. The final score was 61-36 in favor of the Williamsport Millionaires, and that is the second year in a row that the Millionaires junior high has dusted the Braves off. Their fortunes have really turned upward over what they have been in the past couple of years. They've struggled in the past to fill a lineup. They doesn't look like they're going to have a full lineup here this evening, but they got a tough lineup. The kids that they have are good.
No doubt. I mean, they got some real good freshmen coming up. They got three real good freshmen on the team that, you know, work year-round, and it'll show.
Now, the Braves have seen the Millionaires. In fact, they were at the Tool City tournament over the weekend, and there are some common matchups, and some of those matchups that Coach Egan is trying to juggle around to get to his advantage. The Braves with a 195-pounder, thanks to the plus 2 pounds that you get at Christmas, Curtis Raker.
Correct.
Freshman in at 195 pounds of weight that the Braves were forfeiting earlier in the season. So a full side for the Braves here this evening. Doesn't look like Williamsport's going to be able to do that. They did weigh in a couple of extra kids, but I think the way things are going to bounce around, probably not.
Yeah, there's not going to be a lot of shuffling going on. Now, it looks like in the future, Williamsport's got a really big junior high team, which their numbers have been down, but certainly wasn't this year.
Yeah, you know, a big school like Williamsport, people could never figure out why they couldn't get numbers, and there's been a number of reasons, but boy, they got the kids out this year. A lot of red uniforms down there. The junior high match now being completed. They are shaking hands down on the mat as we prepare for the varsity match this evening against the Braves and the Williamsport Millionaires, and we'll be right back right after this. You're listening to Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling on WKOK 1070 AM.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design, Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Well, the holidays are over and you can take a deep breath. With all the cooking you've done over the past few months, who wants to get back in the kitchen to make dinner? Not me. That's why I'm going to Garfield's Restaurant and Pub tonight. Everyone from the moms and dads right on down to all the kids always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice-cold drinks including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more that you do not have to cook. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.net.
Welcome back to the Magic Dome. The Shikellamy Braves and the Williamsport Millionaires ready to tangle here on the Resolite. The Braves out warming up. Got to believe they've pretty much gone through all the warm-ups they're going to go through. A late start here tonight because of the large junior high squad that the Williamsport Millionaires had, so we expect we're going to get underway here pretty quickly. But the Braves, since we've talked to you last, in two pretty good tournaments. They were in the Conestoga tournament over the Christmas holiday.
Yeah, that was the first time we were ever in that tournament. As you know, we always went to the Mannheim, long-running Mannheim tournament, and unfortunately, after probably 40, 50 years, that tournament folded. So we found another one. So I was never actually to that one, but it seems like we did pretty well.
Yeah, we had champion in Adam Young, runner-up in Cade Balestrini. And then over the weekend, the Braves back at the Tool City Tournament. They were there back in the early 90s.
Actually, we went there my senior year. So that would have been 1987.
Okay.
That was our first year there, but I know we only went like two or three years then. Then we quit. And now, this year, you know, first time in a long time, we went back out there. That's always a tough tournament.
Yeah, yeah. I can remember Jeff Walder and those guys wrestling out there, so that would have been
early 1990s.
Yeah, that's a trip. That's a haul.
That is a hike.
Out there into the middle of nowhere in the middle of winter. The last time I was out there, we went a day early because of horrible weather. But the Braves doing well. They finished kind of middle in the pack team-wise. They've got some...
Unfortunately, we were able to crown a champion, but we still had kids' place, which is good.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, the real benefit of going to a tournament out there is you're getting some of those Northwest teams that we're going to see in the tournament.
That was the main reason of going, you know, since they switched our region to the Northwest. A lot of the teams that you will see at regionals were there, so, you know, you got a good feel of what's coming up at the end of the year.
In case you're wondering, the Williamsport Millionaires, who were there, finished ahead of the Braves in the team race. So,
do you know how many we went? I know the heavyweights wrestled. Do you know if there was anyone else besides that?
Yes, there was. Well, actually, we do have a new entrant into the lineup this evening. That is Donovan Willard. He'll be wrestling Riley Hillner.
I think Doug Hallman wrestled.
Yeah, Hallman.
Hillner got over the weekend.
Yeah, he got beat by him. There was one other one. Oh, Bauer pinned Caleb Yoder.
Okay.
So those are the common ones from over the weekend. But, you know, we didn't have any champions. We got to talk about a young man at 106 pounds, Hunter Beaver. He had a great tournament. He finished third.
Apparently, Hunter must have been struggling with the scale a little bit at 106. Because, boy, when it went to 108, he sure did wrestle a heck of a lot better this weekend.
So, yeah, it was good to see. It was good to see him break out this weekend, and we're expecting some great things from Hunter.
Yeah, they had some high expectations for him this year.
Yeah, yeah. Tonight the match is going to start at 160 pounds, probably the worst place it could start for the Braves. The Braves are hoping to win the toss. There's been some banter between the coaches as to what they're going to do there. At 160 it would be Jermez Herring, senior for the Braves, against Anthony Robinson. Robinson, who has been...
He's been around for them.
Yeah, I was going to say at least a 3, maybe 4-year starter, depending on what ranking service you subscribe to. He's ranked in some of them. So they'd really rather not wrestle
Robinson. No, that's not a good place to start for us, that's for sure.
Yeah, so, you know, if the Braves win the toss, expect them to just forfeit to Robinson and bump everybody up. So that's kind of the thinking right there. Not a whole lot of choices after that, and Williamsport really with even fewer choices than what the Braves have somewhere in there they're going to have to forfeit.
I think they've only weighed one kid in at each weight class.
I can check you on that, but yeah.
Well, I think we did also, though.
Yeah. No, we did weigh another kid in at 152.
Oh, did we weigh two in at 52?
Yeah, we weighed in. They weighed in at 13. They weighed in Bauer and Riley Harris. At 38, we weighed in Draper Buck and Cade Balestrini.
Okay.
So there are some options that I think really works.
Not a lot of options, but we left a couple open.
Yeah, so we'll let you know what's going on as that happens. Now, there have been a couple of other wrestlers in the lineup. We're back to basically the lineup that we had pre-Christmas, with the exception of Donovan Willard at 132 pounds. We understand that Doug Holman possibly trying to make the trip down to 126, so that'll strengthen the Braves' lineup there too. So Willard Jr., his first start of the season, he wrestled, hit a couple starts last year.
Yeah, he's been in the rally. He's you know, program for a long time. He came up through our elementary program, wrestled on the junior high, so you know he's no stranger to the mat.
No, he was on my elementary team back in the day. So yeah, he's been around, as have pretty much all these guys. Of course, we do have.
Yeah, I actually coached a lot of these kids in the elementary program into the junior high, and a couple of them last year on the senior high.
Well, that's why we brought you along, because you know them pretty well. For some reason, they're taking forever to warm up, though.
Yeah, you would have thought being a half an hour late, you would already be ready to go.
Yeah.
But apparently, I don't know, we must have different thinking anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you know, they got to break a sweat. Who knows? But so the Braves are still out there warming up. Pete Solomon, phone in hand, giving directions. The rest of the coaching staff standing back behind the bench. And again, you know, they've given those captains the instructions as to what they want to do as far as the toss of the coin. And we talked about that on the way up.
Yes,
you know,
we did.
You said it's going to come down to who wins the coin toss, and as Robbie Johnson used to call them, the OGs, the other guys. I mean, we know who is going to win for us. They know who's going to win for them. There's a bunch of toss-up matches, and, you know, if the Braves come out on top of those.
It's always the toss-up matches that decide it.
Yep, it'll be the good guys that'll win. If not, it'll be the bad guys in red that'll walk away with the victory. And speaking of that, the other thing we're trying to figure out was the last time Williamsport beat the Braves without a record. I'm not really sure.
Boy, I
don't
know.
It may have been back in the 70s, back in like 70.
It's been a long time.
74, 75 year. Because they did not beat the Braves in the Tommy Best, Eric Stepp years that I can recall.
No.
They came too close. They tried. They tried like crazy.
Yeah, we've wrestled Williamsport for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, Williamsport was the last regular team on the Braves schedule for the Braves to actually beat, and they beat them in 1974 here at the Magic Dome. So they came back and won the following year. I don't think they've won since then. So it's like we've been saying, Shiklemy doesn't lose to Selins Grove, Shamokin, or Williamsport. Well, we got one out of the way. We got two tough ones coming up.
Yes, we do.
This one here this evening. The Braves are going to be tired. They're still out there warming up.
Yeah, I don't know what you would have thought.
Now they're going to get up. Maybe they're going to do calisthenics. Now, are they going to? No, they're going to hop around some more.
Yeah, you would have thought by now it's, you know, you should be ready to go, especially being a half hour late.
Yeah. Well, you know, in most schools will let you use their mat room to get warmed
up. Oh, absolutely.
So it's not like they probably were not given that opportunity.
Well, we have finally cleared the mat, but the only bad thing is now it's Williamsport's turn.
Well, hopefully they've been in the mat room warming up. Brian Nasdio, their head coach, he is down at mat's side. I noticed a Nasdio in the junior high lineup, so he's got a son that's wrestling in the junior high.
Do you know what weight that was?
It was somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
You know, Brian wasn't a big guy when he was in high school either.
No.
A little bigger now, but yeah, he was somewhere in the middle I would say probably like one at that time, 130, 138, something like that, maybe. So yeah, he was somewhere in the middle, and I believe he won, as did a lot of the Williamsport kids, with a score of 61-36 in favor of Williamsport over the Braves.
Well, another thing, I was talking to our official for the evening before we got started here. At least we have a good official, Mr. Carl Albertson, who used to wrestle for Milton back in the 1980s. So
well, see,
good official always helps.
Yeah, yeah, well, absolutely. You know, I know that the officials are assigned by the chapter.
Yes.
I do know at one time coaches could give a thumbs down to a particular official.
Yes,
I don't,
they could.
I don't believe they can do that.
They can, and you cannot. You used to be able to choose your official.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you can't choose your official anymore. They are assigned to you.
Because I can give you the names of a few officials that were blackballed from the field house. Well, they've turned the lights out. I believe we are just about ready to get underway.
Well, when the lights go out and the only lights are on the mat, we should be good to go.
Yeah, great atmosphere here at Williamsport, where they've got the mat. Is the only thing in the gymnasium that is lit to highlight the wrestlers that are out there. I always like that.
Spotlights them.
Yeah, it does. Looks good.
So the cheerleaders are cheering, so here they come.
Yeah, they're strolling out. They're not in any hurry. They're going to walk out. So I'm guessing, yeah, they're just going to walk right over and line up. So we're going to get underway here.
Yeah, like you said, they must have already been in the mat room because they're ready to go.
Yeah. So the Williamsport Millionaires have come out of the mat room. The Braves are coming out mat side. And they're going to go through all the PIAA stuff they got to do.
PIAA regulation, you must say it before every match now.
Yep. So this is where I have to remind you, you're not allowed to criticize the referee unless you're Coach Lockoff. He was allowed to do that. So we are just about ready to get underway. The Williamsport Millionaires with a record of 0-1. The Shikellamy Braves with a record of 1-1. This should be a good one.
Yeah, we should have a. This should be a tight match.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
And I'm going to go through tonight's lineup.
All right, so let's take a look at the starting lineup, at least the way we think it's going to go for right now. At 160 pounds for the Braves, Jermez Herring, a senior at 6-7, 17-7 senior Anthony Robinson for the Millionaires. At 170, Isaiah Betts, a senior at 3-5 against 0-4 sophomore Chase Nye. At 182 pounds, Evan Bingaman for the Braves, a senior at 10-7 against junior Cale Cookland. He is 1-9. And at 195, Curtis Raker, a freshman for the Braves at 0-4, will wrestle Dade Splain, a freshman with a record of 2-7. 220 pounds, the Conestoga tournament champion, Adam Young, a sophomore at 14-2, against 6-10 freshman Charles Cruz. And at 285, Nellie Fain, a senior for the Braves at 4-4, against 4-7, Ethan Williamson. He is a junior. At 106 pounds, Hunter Beaver for the Braves, a sophomore at 6-5. He'll take on Austin Stugart, a sophomore at 6-10. And at 113, Caleb Yoder, rematch from the Tool City tournament with Braden Bauer, a couple of freshmen. It was Bauer with the fall. He is 17-2. Yoder is 2-8. At 120 pounds, Damian Wolf, a junior for the Braves at 3-7 against 19-6 freshman Riley Bauer. At 126, Colton Semko, a freshman for the Braves at 2-5 against 9-2 Carter Dawson. He is a freshman. He was a Tool City runner-up. 132 pounds, Donovan Willard, a junior for the Braves in his first start, will wrestle senior Riley Hillner. He is 5-3. At 138 pounds, Cade Balestrini, a junior, 11-2 against 4-9 freshman Roman Marone. At 145, Drew Balestrini, a sophomore at 8-4, will receive a forfeit. And at 152, Jake Egan, a junior, will wrestle junior Owen Mahon from the Williamsport Millionaires. Egan is 1-5. Mahon is 2-8. And we will take this short timeout. We'll be right back with you. This is Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around. It was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
The coolest place to warm up this winter, Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Little Addie's is a trendy, relaxing coffee shop. Innovative seasonal drink flavors, plus mochas, lattes, fresh ground coffee, all handcrafted and made to order. Little Addie's has a full breakfast and lunch menu, too, to help upgrade your day. Check out the weekly specials, including Addie's homemade soups to warm you up. Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Find them on Facebook or stop by to be greeted with a smile. Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Open Tuesday through Sunday.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
And we are back at the Magic Dome.
And we were talking about that all-important flip, and fortunately Shikellamy won, because you can see Coach Egan sitting there, standing there, waiting for Williamsport to send out the wrestler first.
So that is...
And it is Robinson coming out, so I would expect Coach Egan to forfeit to him.
Yeah, Robinson will come to the mat. And
he will receive a forfeit.
Yep, so the Williamsport Millionaire is out on top already by the score of 6-0.
And we are going to send Jermez Herring out at 170, so it looks like he is going to play the bump game a little bit.
Yep. So Herring, the senior, at 6-7. Now we'll have to see. Again, Williamsport without a whole lot of choices here.
No, they really don't have much choices up top here.
We'll wait and see who they announce. Now, Herring is a 6-7 senior. We think it's going to be Chase Nye. It is Chase Nye.
It took them long enough to tell us.
Yeah. Well, they're busy over there.
Oh, Jermez, nice shot, countered well.
Jermez fighting off a little bit of an illness. Nye in on a leg. Jermez snaps him down, circles, comes up with a leg, circles around, drops him to the mat. Two-point takedown for Jermez Herring. Herring picks him up, puts a half Nelson in on the left side.
Stay busy on top.
Yep.
He got a half Nelson by the looks of it.
Yep. So 2-1 with a technical violation. Jermez has a nasty habit of dropping to his hip, and it looked like he was starting to do that there.
I believe he's a little inexperienced, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what, but, man, I wish he were just a freshman, because this kid...
He's very athletic.
Yeah, he sure is. Very quick.
Yeah, very fast, very fast.
I've been impressed with what Jermez has done in a little bit of time.
He's wrestled for the bit he has. You know, he does well.
Yep, he's strong, he's quick, he's a big, lanky kid.
And escapes here, so now we're tied at two.
Nye moves in, ties up on the head of Herring. Break apart. Herring moves in again, they tie up. Break apart.
Yeah, neither one doing too much right now.
No. Going to lock up again.
Fake shot. Now, if you're going to do it, do it. Don't hesitate.
Well, you know, the old change in directions, change in speed could really work for Herring here, because I'm sure Chase Nye has not wrestled many kids with his speed.
No, I'm sure he probably hasn't, because he is very quick.
Yeah, Nye in on the leg of Herring. Herring, good strong hips, just steps away from that shot by Nye.
And we're down to, what, 20 seconds left in the period, tied at two. Oh, there's a nice shot.
Yeah, Herring blast.
Finish that. There you go.
Herring a blast double.
Oh, there's the half. Get it. He's got short time, though. It's only 13 seconds to go. That looks like he's going to be on top at the end of the first period, which is always a good thing.
Herring needs to get that far arm to go along with that half Nelson he has, too.
He needs to stay off his knees, too.
Yeah. 4-2 lead for Jermez Herring as we head into the second period of wrestling.
Looks like we're going to get a blood timeout. I'm not sure on which side it's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be Herring. Yeah, the trainer goes over to his corner. Now, we had some questions here. I guess somebody sent you wanting to know, in addition to listening to us on the radio,
yes,
if you've got one of those old set-top boxes or whatever, if you got a cell phone, go to your app store and download either TuneIn Radio or the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app, which is really the easy way to go, and you will find WKOK there. If you go to TuneIn Radio, then you have to search for it a little bit. Or if you happen to have gotten an Alexa for Christmas like I did, you can say, Alexa, go to TuneIn Radio, listen to WKOK, or listen to WKOK on TuneIn Radio. It's that easy. I tried it. It works great. Alexa loves us.
I'm not that technical, though.
You don't have to be technical. All you have to do is say, Alexa, listen to WKOK on TuneIn Radio. It's that easy. Second period wrestling ready to get underway. Herring on top in the referee's down position. Oh, Nye stands.
He came close to locked hands there.
Yeah, the
He's
referee.
He's got to return him, or you're going to get
there
hit for stalling. There we go.
Picks him up, plants him back to the mat. Nye fights right back to his feet. Herring gathers in the right arm. Now he's going to let him go.
Yeah, but now he almost.
Yeah, he
almost got him too relaxed there.
Yeah. Let him go and was not paying attention. And
No, if Nye would have shot, he could have had an easy takedown.
4-3 lead for Jermez Herring. Millionaires lead early 6-0 on that forfeit to Robinson.
There's a nice double leg takedown by
Jermez.
Jermez, too much into it.
Nye steps over. They go off the edge of the mat. He's going to get.
He did give him two.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that.
I don't know if I agree with that either. I think they were out of bounds on that one.
Here we go. First match for criticizing the referee.
So that gives Nye a 5-4 lead right now.
Yeah, well. He's going to have a tough time holding Herring down.
Well, and he's got plenty of time to get out with a minute 18 left here in the second period.
That was a nice blast double.
That was, but he just, I don't know if his momentum took him too fast or.
Yeah, Nye just stepped over top of him.
Yeah, well, Jermez gets out anyhow.
Yeah.
But we're tied up at 5 again.
I hope that doesn't scare him away from that blast double.
I hope not either, because that was nice.
Yeah, and it's there.
It is. It's. All he's got to do is pop. There it is.
Yep. Well, he's going for the single.
He went to a single.
Right back up. Yeah, Nye doesn't have particularly strong hands there in the inside.
Now he should be popping those arms up and hitting that double again. Because, as you said, it is there.
Nye reaches in, ties up on the head of Herring. Even the duck under, because his head ties are very loose.
Yeah, he's almost standing straight up when he's reaching.
Yeah.
And right there, all he's got to do is pop those arms and go, and that's an easy takedown.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some reshot opportunities when he backs out. 20 seconds to go.
And right there's the inexperience, you know, of not knowing when to take your reshot right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, locked up head-to-head.
So, but at least Jermez will have the opportunity to go down here in the third period and get either an escape or reversal for a lead.
5-5 after two periods of wrestling. So they set us up here in the crow's nest, so we're sure to not miss the end of the period buzzer.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Which is right over our shoulder.
You know, we're used to being down on the mat.
Yeah.
Here they put us up at the almost in the roof.
We got the overhead view. We've got the Goodyear blimp view of wrestling right here. Second or third period wrestling, excuse me. Referee's down position, Herring on the bottom. Slowly stands.
He does get out. Oh,
yeah.
Is he going to get one or two?
Yeah,
no,
he's
going to
get two, yeah. Looked like he was going to get the one. Would have liked to have seen the one and two, but the two-point reversal.
At least we got 7-5 lead.
Got to be careful because it looks like he wants to slip that arm, far arm in and get another full Nelson, though. 7-5 the lead
now
for Herring.
Now he's going to be smart. He's going to let him go.
Yeah.
See if he can get another takedown, but still leading at 7-6 with a minute and 31 to go. Oh, that shot is there all
yep.
night long.
Nye likes to reach in.
Yeah, when they're reaching like that, they're just leaving themselves wide open.
Yep, and he's reaching at times with it. Well, now he's square, but he was reaching with his lead leg, too. Again, that's something at the end of the year that Jermez will.
Oh, yeah,
he'll keep getting that.
He'll keep getting better as the year goes on, no doubt.
He'll take that. He'll, they'll.
It is a shame he's a senior.
Yeah. Headlock attempt by Nye.
Hermes. Good. There's another two-point takedown,
yep.
but another one-point escape. So we're at 9-7 with 45 seconds to go.
The only time the coach will tell you to drop your hips, that headlock, that's what he did. Got the two-point takedown. Leads 9-7. You got to be careful because Nye obviously looking for the big.
Oh, yeah, he's going big. He's going big here.
Yeah.
Even though he only needs a takedown to tie it, but you're down to 25 seconds, so you got to. Jermez is doing good defense, though.
Yeah.
Blocking him.
Nye shoots.
Shot.
Jermez snaps down on the head, circles to the rear. Two-point takedown.
That should seal it with only 12 seconds to go here.
He's got him flattened down. Not able to get up to his base.
And that should do it.
11-7 lead for Herring, and that is the final score. That'll make the score 6-3 in favor of the Millionaires over the Braves. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
And we are back.
Isaiah Betts has a two-point takedown quick.
It's Cale Cookland, okay.
Okay.
So they'll be moving Bingaman up to bump Curtis Raker out of the lineup. But now Betts getting a little bit overextended.
Yeah, he got a little high, gave up a reversal. But he gets a reversal right back.
4-2
lead. So now
he's
a 4-2 lead. A little flurry there in the first 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, we don't like that kind of flurry.
No, that wasn't a good flurry.
Yeah, the drop your hips and get reverse flurry isn't.
No, that's not the way you want to go.
So Betts back on top 4-2 with that reversal.
There's he's got the cradle. Yeah, get the knee in the side. There you go. Pack points.
Referee down counting out near fall points.
Now, he's got it tight.
Yeah, Betts gets his knee in the side.
Good.
Oh!
Broke it, though.
Yeah.
Did get three near fall, though, for a 7-2 lead. Now he's got that cradle hooked again. Don't throw your leg in if you're going to hook a cradle.
There you go. Pulls him back. Going to pick up some more near fall points. Lots
get
of time.
Get the fall right there.
45 seconds to go. Referee down looking. He's got Cookland in some trouble, and
there
he pins him.
There's the fall.
1 minute and 26 seconds of the first period. Isaiah Betts puts the Braves out on top by the score of 9-6. And we are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
It is Dade Splaine at 195. Evan Bingaman, a senior for the Braves, 10-7, 2-7 freshman. Dade Splaine, Bingaman with the double leg takedown.
Early 2-point takedown.
Puts a leg turk in. Splaine clears that as he comes back to his knees.
Evan likes to wrestle on the mat. He's much more comfortable on the mat than he is on his feet.
Working from the right side, tight waist, one-on-one on the right arm.
He's very good on the top position here, and if he can keep him in bounds here, he's going to have him in a world of trouble.
Yeah, and this the new rule for out of bounds going into effect here because
they are halfway out, but they still have some in, so we're still good. Even though he's counting back points, even though his shoulders are out of the white circle.
Yeah, it looks like the right shoulder of Dade Splaine across the white line. Now Bingaman drags him back in, steps across.
Yeah, now he's got him in. Oh, don't let him up. Don't leave all that pressure off.
Yeah, now he's going to put him back into the half, Nelson.
There you go.
Puts it in tight.
Yeah, walk that arm out.
Pulls it up.
Now arch your back. That's it. That should do it. That's tight.
Splaine doing a good job of not getting pinned until now. 129 of the first period.
15-6.
Yep. The Braves need to make hay while the sun shines right here.
Yeah, because the Williamsport big guns are coming down below.
We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
And we are back. Well, 220 pounds, Adam Young, a sophomore for the Braves at 14-2. Charles Cruz, a freshman at 6-10 for Williamsport. A basketball score. The Braves playing the Mifflinburg Wildcats in the Lockup Gymnasium. 28-24 in favor of the Wildcats at halftime. Our score here, 15-6. The Braves on top of the Millionaires.
Yeah, Adam's got to get, he's got to get moving here.
Yeah, this is a weight that they're counting 6 points for the Braves.
Yeah, this is a weight we definitely need 6 points at. When you got a nice quality wrestler like Adam wrestling a wrestler with a losing record, you need to pick up your bonus points here, that's for sure.
Cruz, I'm not sure what he was trying, but he fell onto the mat and Adam took advantage of it.
Gives him an easy 2-point takedown.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked like he was trying to get up underneath him and maybe throw him, and then he kind of fell backward.
He thought that might not be a very good idea once he got in there.
Yeah. Well, Cruz is not a bad-looking freshman. I mean, he's a big boy.
Yeah, he is.
Adam Young with a tight waist working left side, flattens Cruz to the mat.
Sure looks like he's trying to work a half in.
Cruz presses back to his base.
Now he's got a bar in.
Yeah, he's got that bar in on the left side. Breaks
Cruz. Now he's got to get either wrist on the other side or a half, and he could be in trouble. Now I think he let the bar slip.
Yeah, it looked like he was trying to run the bar on the left side, and Cruz was able to whittle out of it. Well, you know what? He maybe doesn't get it this time, but I'll tell you what, he's really wearing Charles Cruz down.
Yeah, he's got a lot of pressure on top there, which is, right thing to do.
Off the edge of the mat.
I was going to say as they go out.
Just 6 seconds to go in the first period.
Adam's only up 2-0. We need some more points out of him here.
Cruz up on a 4-point stance, and that is the end of the first period. Adam Young, the 2-0 lead. You talked about Cruz, a freshman. Young's only a sophomore. It's hard to believe. Had a good year last year for the Braves.
They're two big boys out there. Right?
Yeah, they are.
Adam's been doing a lot of work in the offseason, so he's prepared for this year.
Turns in on Cruz.
And he gets his one-point escape.
Yep, posts a leg, stands, and he leads 3-0.
Now he's got to look here to take him down to his back. Sometimes those bigger guys, that's the easiest way to pin them is when you take them down from your feet.
Yeah. Well, Cruz looks like he's maybe a half a head taller than Adam and a lanky-looking kid.
Yeah. They're all working towards the edge of the mat as they go out.
Yeah.
As the coaches are yelling at Adam like I am, he's got to score some points.
Mm-hmm. Cruz is doing a good job of being evasive.
Yeah, sometimes when they tell a wrestler your job is to not get pinned,
mm-hmm.
It's difficult to wrestle a kid when that's all he's trying to do.
Well, he's...
He's doing his job right now.
Yeah, he's backing up and getting close to the edge of the mat. Young trying to beat him up a little bit, shoots in a double. Cruz with some good hips,
yeah,
and they go out of bounds.
Nice defense there as they go out. You only got a minute left here with only a 3-0 lead. I'm sure they were counting bonus points here.
Yeah. Cruz a double underhook.
Oh, he tries to throw. Oy.
Cruz is looking for that throw.
He's lucky they called him out of bounds there.
Young moves in, ties up.
Well,
it's time for the referee to start thinking.
There's the stalling call. Backing up.
I think that double underhook saved him from it the last time.
Yeah.
40 seconds to go. 3-0 lead for Adam Young. Cruz backpedaling again.
Yeah, we got to get some bonus points here. There's a nice shot by Adam.
Shoots in.
Still, that's a nice fight off.
Left his elbow out there for Cruz to underhook. Now they're in the over and underhook.
Neither one of them look like that. There's it.
Yeah.
They did hit the Williamsport wrestler for stalling again, so 1 point for Adam. But
4-0 lead with 8 seconds to go.
He's got 8 seconds. He's got a score here. And it doesn't look like he's in too much of a hurry to do it.
Cruz is being evasive.
Yeah.
Is the best way to describe it. 4-0 the lead for Adam Young after two.
I don't know. If I was the Williamsport wrestler there, I think I may have chose neutral.
Yeah.
Because they went that whole second period. Adam got out right away with no takedown.
Adam needs to keep a hold of him down here now. Goes to work with a tight waist, chops off on the left arm. Cruz stays on his base.
Yeah, he's got to work here, score some points.
Trying to double him up into a near side cradle.
That's
Cruz
not good positioning to do that.
No.
If he could get this front head and arm and work it, but it looks like he's going to let him out, and he did. So now you're at 4-1 with a minute and a half to go.
Cruz backpedaling again.
You would almost feel like this is almost a victory for Williamsport as they go off the edge.
Yeah, well, his toes in bounds, but I guess his knees are down. 1:18 to go. Yeah, the heavyweight match, a rematch from over the weekend.
I believe that was a close match, though.
It was. It was a 1 or 2 point match at Williamson.
That's what I thought. Waiting to see the Williamsport wrestler here get called for stalling again as Adam shoots, but he defends it off again nicely.
Yeah, he does.
But he still keeps backing up. He just went from one side of the mat to the other. Now out of bounds there.
Yeah,
he hits him
again.
Yeah, going
to get another point. Next one's 2. 53 seconds to go.
Still, you need a 4-point move here. Or a takedown, or keep pushing and get another stall. No, because the next stall calls 2 points. And he's still backing up from one side of the mat to the other.
Adam just, this is like when you drop the soap in the shower and it's all wet and you pick it up and you can't get a hold of it.
He shoots in again, but again they go off the edge of the mat and you only have 33 seconds to go.
Looks like not a whole lot left in Crew's tank, but
no,
like
and
you
he,
said,
look, he's going backwards again. That should be a 2-point stall call there.
His first steps are backwards.
And as long as your first step's not backwards, they usually let you go. But when your first step's backwards, they go off the edge of the mat again.
Adam tried to shrug him, but
got 20 seconds left and only a 4-point lead.
Yeah, this is where the Braves were looking for some extra points.
Headlock by Young. He's trying to attempt a headlock, doesn't get it.
Crews again backing away.
There's the 2-point stall call, but Adam's got he's got 9 seconds to pick up 2 points to get a major decision. That could be a big, big, big difference here.
Young on his horse, shoots in on the leg. Crews sprawls.
Nice sprawl, though.
Young drives in.
Nice sprawl.
And they're going to go off the edge of the mat with under a second to go.
Yeah, 0.7 to go. This is, like I said, you almost think that's a win for Williamsport.
Yes, it
is. Not giving up any bonus points there.
That is the end of the match. A final score, 7-1, Adam Young. With the win, 18-6, the Braves lead. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
285 pounds, Nellie Fain for the Braves senior at 4-4. 4-7 junior Ethan Williamson for the Williamsport Millionaires. You talked about two big 220-pounders. I think these two guys are glad they got that extra 2 pounds at Christmas. These are big boys.
These are two big boys here.
Williamson ties up on Fain, comes up under the arm, leans into him.
Gets an underhook in, but Nelly's fighting it off nice.
They go off the edge of the mat. He's got to be cognizant of getting pushed around there by Williamson and get hit with stalling.
It's okay if you circle, you just can't go backwards.
They tie up, break apart. Again, they tie up. Fain looking for one of his ties, doesn't get it.
Williamson, your typical heavyweight match, your hand fighting, trying for position.
That's one of the toughest things to convince a young heavyweight, that you just got to kind of beat your opponent up for two periods and then beat him on conditioning in the third period.
Yeah. A lot of hand fighting.
That's what we got here.
Yeah,
on their
still,
feet. Double underhook by Williamson. They're going to go off the edge of the mat.
Usually the heavyweight guys look for the throws.
Well, we've seen Nelly do that.
You don't see him shooting too many double legs
there. No.
Nelly better be careful. He's backing up. He's getting pushed out a lot.
Yeah, I got the opportunity to get back and coach some of the Ivy League kids last year with Nick Gittins, who's now one of the junior high coaches. And, of course, he worked with the younger guys, and I used to go to the big guys and say, okay, he's teaching you how to lightweight wrestle. Let me show you how heavyweights wrestle. He's teaching the big guys how to do double legs, and there's no way they're going to do it. Over and under hook.
Oh, here goes. Here goes.
He puts Williams into the mat.
He's got him on his back.
Referee
big
down
trouble,
looking.
Big trouble.
Counting.
There it is. Oh! The period runs out. I think that hand might have been coming up in the air to slap the mat.
And he only got 2 near fall points on it.
Yeah, it was right there at the end of the period.
So a 4-0 lead for Shikellamy's Nellie Fain, trying to avenge a loss from the weekend over Ethan Williamson. They're going to start the second period, referee's down position. Williamson on the bottom. He's set. Fain on top. Williamson stands, trying to get hand control, turns, and a 1-point escape, 4-1 lead for Fain.
Oh, here they go.
Yeah, Williamson.
He's going up again. Even though he got thrown, he's trying it again.
Well,
one of them's going to get it here.
He wants to get his body lock. And they go off the edge of the mat.
They go off again.
.138 to go in the second period.
Nelly can find a way to squeak this one out. That would be a big win for the Braves here as they tie up again.
There's a lot of energy expended by two heavyweights this early in the match.
Yeah.
It may come down to who's the last guy on top and the bottom guy's worn out.
Oh, here they go again.
Yep.
Oh, here's a headlock
attempt.
Williamson
trying to headlock him.
Oh, Nelly tries to throw him. He ends up right on his back. That's not good.
You know it
isn't. That's trouble.
Puts him down
and
he pins him.
That's trouble.
2:54, the time of the fall for Williamson. Fain tried to force it.
You can't blame him, though. He's trying.
That'll make this score 18-12 in favor of the Braves. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
And we are back. 106 pounds. Hunter Beaver, sophomore for the Braves, 6-5, 6-10 sophomore. Austin Stugart, and wrestling down on the mat as Beaver breaks Stugart down, circles to the
circles
rear.
Circles for a 2-point takedown. This is a big match here for Schick because the next four weight classes are Williamsport's best wrestlers.
Beaver trying to bar in the left arm. Stugart sits.
Oh, I thought he was going to chin him back there for some backs, but he's still working that bar.
Yeah, he's got the
bar. He's got the
Oh, he walks the bar over.
Oh, he's got a quick two count, though. If he can adjust here, at least he's got two back. Oh,
no, he didn't give it.
He didn't give it to him.
No, he didn't have it.
I thought he counted two.
They go off the edge of the mat with 1:05 to go in the first period.
Well, that fall cut the team score to 18-12.
Those 2 pounds have done Hunter Beaver a world of good.
You'd be surprised how hard those last 2 pounds are to get off. I've been there.
He didn't wrestle in the Conestoga tournament. Did wrestle over the weekend.
Yeah, he looked good over the weekend, I was told. Well, placing third, he did some wrestling. He's got that bar in, but he can't seem to get anything on the other side to get it.
Yeah, well, it looks like maybe he hooked a far wrist because he's trying to run the bar again.
Now he's got it. There's the back
points. Okay, puts him over.
Now he's got him.
He's going to have to adjust. He's a little high.
Yeah, he's not going to be able to get the fall here, but he's going to at least pick up 3 back points. If he can get his hips back, he may be able to pick up the fall here.
Yeah, he's just going to try and push over and go to a double bar. Referee down looking. Stugart snaps into him, quickly goes
there
back.
There it is. There's
him.
The fall.
Wow, that's a big one.
53, that is a big one.
That is huge. Hunter Beaver for the Braves with the fall. 24-12 in favor of the Braves, and we're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's the Start Something New sales event. It's the best time to buy a new vehicle.
We're starting something new with lifetime PA state inspections on all new vehicles.
Now that is new, Troy. We'll also continue to give the biggest discounts in the valley on Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles.
Come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
And we are back.
I think this is Braden? Or is this Riley? This is Braden Bauer. He's out to a quick 2-0 lead.
Yeah, Riley Bauer weighed in at 120, so he can't go to 113. What I was looking at.
Well, if you're looking at those two, they are twins, and you can tell because you can't tell them apart.
Oh.
At least I can't.
Oh. Well, what I was looking at is I wanted to see where they had weighed in some extra guys.
I think 113, they did weigh another kid in.
Yes.
But that would still make him eligible for 120.
Yeah, Riley Harris. So they, you know, who knows?
They could still do a little, but this is the only time they can bump from here on
out.
Yeah,
they're going to have to bump all the way up to make a difference.
So. Yeah. And at that, I hope they do, because I'd like to see Hilmer wrestle Cade.
Well, Bauer with the double bar arm, he's got Caleb Yoder in a world of hurt right now.
Yeah, if he doesn't pick up the fall, he's going to at least get 3 back points out of it. But he's that looks tight.
Oh, yeah, he does. He's actually underneath Yoder. Yoder in a high bridge.
He's trying to stretch that near side. There's
and
the
he
fall.
Pins him. Yep. 129 of the first period, the time of the fall. 24-18 in favor of the Braves. We're back. Right after this, you're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design, Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
And we are back. 113 pounds, Braden Bauer, a freshman for 17-2. Boy, he looks like the previous wrestler out there. Or Riley Bauer, 19-6, a freshman against junior Damian Wolf. And Bauer with the takedown, and Wolf has Wolf on his back.
I don't think he's giving him any back points. Oh, now he's
now
counting.
He is. And putting Bauer out there negates any chance of bumping up wrestlers, so the Braves will get a forfeit somewhere up above. Most likely Drew Balestrini. Nobody likes to wrestle Drew.
You would think they would forfeit to Cade instead of Drew.
Yeah, they might.
I was going to say they may actually even do that yet. They do have that choice.
Yeah. Originally, I thought they were going to forfeit at 152, but the kid that was wrestling 145 is at 152.
Yeah.
So...
Well, I thought they might slide the one boy in at 113 and slide everybody else up so they didn't have to forfeit.
Yeah, so somebody's going to get a free ride here tonight. Of course, nobody likes that.
No, you'd much rather. You'd all that work, you'd rather wrestle.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I remember a kid you used to hang out with got more forfeits in his freshman year than he got to wrestle. Didn't like that much.
No, he did not.
Of course, he's... now wrestling in college. Want you to bring us up to date on him a little bit.
He's a freshman in college. He's 2 matches above 500, so I'm pleased. Naturally, he's not, but he's doing very, very well. He adjusted very, very well to college life, which makes me very happy.
Yeah, that's always good.
And Bauer with an 11-0 lead after the first period here. Actually, you'd rather see him score 4 more points and only pick up a technical foul rather than to get the fall with 6. Oh, Damian Wolfen with a nice shot. Can he finish it, though? It stopped with potentially dangerous.
Yeah, he was leaning heavy
that
on that
knee. That was a nice deep shot, though, by Damian.
And they started the second period on their feet. That's what we like. Barra shot on Wolf. Wolf sprawls, front head
nice lock. Counter.
Gets up on his toes. Bauer
steps
in.
Damian almost tried for a headlock, but Bauer counters it and gets another 2-point takedown.
Trips him to the mat. 13-0.
Like I said, I'd rather see 2 more back points here and technical fall, so only 5 instead of the 6 with the fall.
Yeah, you always kind of get scared when it gets close to that 15-point differential when you want them extra team points on there. Warning on the bottom for stalling.
They hit Damian there. Now you don't want to get over on this. That's going to be tight.
Yeah,
if he
he's
gets
got the headlock or got the half Nelson in there.
That's tight.
Puts him over.
Come on, you got to fight that off, Damian.
Yeah. 3:05 of the second period.
Now, once I saw that locked up, that was over.
That ties the score at 24 apiece, and we're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW Instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Semko, do you say?
Yes.
All right, 126 pounds, Colton Semko, a freshman for the Braves, 2-5. Carter Dawson, a freshman at 9-2. Dawson was a runner-up over the weekend out in Meadville.
Yeah, this is the third freshman. These three, they are very hard workers for Williamsport.
Yeah, Semko.
He just headlocked Colton right to his back, and Semko, he is in a world of trouble.
Semko went in looking for a double, went in elbows flying, and...
You cannot do that against a quality opponent like this.
Dawson has him on his back, cross-facing.
Colton's fighting. No, he got off. That's good fight.
7-1 lead for
this
Carter
Dawson. This Dawson boy is a very physical wrestler.
7-2 now as he lets Semko up. Semko did not wrestle over the weekend at the Tool City tournament.
I'm not sure if he was sick or what happened there.
Dawson in, looks for a leg. Semko, front headlock. Dawson clears it, circles to the rear. 2-point takedown for Carter Dawson. He leads 9-2. 9-3 as he lets him up. And they go off the edge of the mat.
He is a very physical wrestler. Nice shot.
Oh, blast double.
Nice fight off by Colton. Not good enough, though.
Dawson throws him to the mat, leads 11-3.
Boy, Jim got quiet.
Leg Turk. Well, we're hardly at capacity.
No. I can remember when we used to wrestle Williamsport, both these sides of the bleachers would be out, and they'd both be full.
Yep.
But those days, I think, are long gone.
Yes.
Those were the good old days.
Second period wrestling.
13-3, Colton behind.
Carter Dawson.
Again here, not giving up a fall would be a huge team point advantage for us.
He's going to let Semko up.
Yeah, he's going to try and take him down to his back and pin him. That is a nice double leg Semko. Attempt by Semko.
He got pancaked when he tried that before. Dawson walks him over.
Dawson just spins back around for another 2-point takedown.
15-4.
I would be surprised if he doesn't cut him again.
Well, Dawson looked over to see if he should. He's looking again. Now they're telling him to cut him.
Yeah, but now Colton grabbed his leg. He's not been able to, so he's actually wasting some good time. But now he's almost getting turned. Got to watch where you're at there.
Yep.
Got to watch where you're at there.
Slips his hips out, puts in the half. Nelson turns and brings Semko in.
That's not good. That's tight.
Got that half Nelson, and he pins him. 2:29 of the second period. 3:29 of the second period. Tolner with the fall. And that will put the Millionaires back out on top by the score of 30-24. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
And we are back. 132, Donovan Woolard for the Braves. Riley Hillner, a senior.
He's got to let go of that leg and just start over. Don't turn in or he's going to get cradled.
And
Hillner's another good wrestler for Williamsport. He unfortunately hurt his shoulder last year and missed the entire season.
Well, he got a fall tonight in 37 seconds. 36-24 in favor of the Millionaires.
As a sophomore, he was fourth in regionals, but like I said, last year he hurt his shoulder and missed the whole entire year.
We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Well, the holidays are over, and you can take a deep breath. With all the cooking you've done over the past few months, who wants to get back in the kitchen to make dinner? Not me. That's why I'm going to Garfield's Restaurant and Pub tonight. Everyone from the moms and dads right on down to all the kids always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice-cold drinks, including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more that you do not have to cook. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.net.
Well, while you were away, the forfeit.
They came early with it. They forfeited the Shikellemy's, probably one of Shikellemy's best wrestlers, in Cade Balestrini. So now they bumped him up to wrestle his brother, Drew. So hopefully Drew can take that personal and come out with a win here.
36-30 in favor of the Millionaires. And as you said, Marone, the freshman, 4'9", bumping up to 145 pounds.
There's what, one bout remaining after this?
Yes, 152. Looks like it'll be Jake Egan and Owen Mahon.
There's a nice double leg takedown by Drew. Put him right on his back. Drew, get him.
He's got the arm, and he's going to slip out.
Yep, but he still gets your two-point takedown.
Drew working right side, looking for
that,
a half.
Oh, he's trying to get that half in.
Marone to his knees. Breaks him down.
He's got the half in, but he doesn't have him broke down good enough. He's still on his base.
Marone up on all fours. Now goes to an arm pry on the right side. Marone stands. They're going to go off the edge of the mat.
The edge of the mat. Big bout here. Down, Schick down six. One match after this.
And how big is not giving up bonus points for Williamsport at 220 right now?
That was a huge difference. Big, big difference right there.
High tilt for Balestrini, he got two.
Yeah, he did give him the two.
The 4-0 with 15 seconds to go. Takes a far arm. Trying to double him in half. Walks it over.
Circle to the head. Run out of time.
Yep, run out of time. 4-0 lead for Drew Balestrini. Second period wrestling. They're going to start down on the mat. Balestrini on the bottom.
Not much movement on the whistle.
Nah,
there.
Pete Solomon.
Now he's up on his feet.
Yelling very loudly, Drew up. He stands, squares his hips.
You've got to break the grip, though, before he can get any points. Yeah. I'd rather see one and two here than a two reversal.
Marone pulls the leg up as they come back to their feet.
Oh, now he puts him back to the mat. Oh, there, now Drew's out.
Came up under the arm, put him over to his side.
Just get your one. Just get one here. You're losing, wasting valuable time. Unless he can lock up a cradle. They're going to go out of bounds.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's still
going to say he ain't going to give him anything because he still had his leg.
Oh. All that work for nothing.
That was about 20 seconds of it, too.
Yeah.
Back in the middle.
No movement on the whistle again, though.
No. Balestrini sits.
Now he's getting out.
Gets a leg. Turns in on Marone. Pops his head. Marone hangs on to the leg.
Now all he's got to do is go to the head.
Yep. Maroon hanging on.
Almost like a reswitch position.
Yeah.
Drew's driving. Now they give him
the
two.
6-0.
He needs some bonus points here, though.
I'm going to try and roll him through with a 2-on-1 on the right arm. Gets back to his knees. Goes to the arm pry on the right side.
6-0 lead, 30 seconds left here in the second period.
2-on-1.
There's a tilt. Oh, did he get any?
No.
He only got a one count.
Well,
he's fighting hard, though.
Maroon, the second wrestler whose orders were don't get pinned, and that's what he's doing right now.
Yeah, he's just... Oh, there's a nice almost Granby roll, but they went out of bounds.
Yeah, came up to Granby, took the leg as they rolled through. 9 seconds to go.
A quick two here at the end of the period. Get your hips up.
Yeah,
there it is.
There it is.
There it is. He's got a two count. There's your two.
There it is. 8-0. After two periods of wrestling, Drew Balestrini in the lead.
Williamsport chooses down, which is a little surprising.
Roll him across his shoulders a few more times. Although it's a long way to a tech fall from 8-0 in the third period.
Yes, it is.
And Marone's been doing a really good job of his assignment of not getting pinned. Stays on his knees. Balestrini having a tough time holding him down. Marone stands.
If you're going to let him go now so you can work to get another, you know, takedown so you can at least keep that major decision.
Yeah, break him down. They go off the edge of the mat.
By the looks of the way it's going to be right now, this match may just come down to the last bout of the evening.
Jake Egan and Owen Mann, Mann who has been down at 145 for most of the season for the Millionaires. Tight waist, bar on the right side, or arm pry on the right side.
If he's going to let him out, he better do it pretty quickly because you don't want to do it with 30 seconds left and just have him... You know, running for his life in the last 30 seconds.
Marone up on all fours, now sits back in on Balestrini.
Oh, he's going to give
up
a two-point reversal.
Marone gets his hips free, turns to the outside, comes back the opposite way, and it's 8-2. How big is that?
That's big.
Half Nelson left by Marone.
Drew needs to get out here and get a takedown or get a reversal because those bonus points could be huge.
Sits back into him. Turns. Dumps Marone to the mat. Marone hanging on with a crossface.
42 seconds to go. Drew headhunt here and cradle him and pin
him.
There
we
go. Come on.
Breaks him to the mat. Marone still hasn't given up the reversal. Balestrini circling
on
the mat.
Don't get splatled. Oh, no.
There he pops his head.
There he popped his head. Well, that wasn't looking good there for a second.
Yeah, Marone was trying to put that splatel on, instead pulls the leg.
Uh-oh, we got injury time on Drew. That's not good.
Injury on the right leg of Drew Balestrini, and one of the Williamsport fans wanted to let him wrestle through it. Well, 36-30 right now, the Williamsport Millionaires.
Yeah, that's funny as you're saying.
Leading.
The Williamsport fans are yelling. I went to the Penn State-Arizona State match, and I was amazed sitting there listening to how many people had no idea what they were talking about.
Oh. You would think with the difficulty in getting those tickets, they would.
You would think.
Yeah.
That's not the case, though.
Well,
so here we got 24 seconds to go, 10-2. This is very important for Drew to keep him down for the next 24 seconds. Very important. Can't give up a point here.
Marone stands. Balestrini, far arm. Marone comes down on all fours.
He breaks him back down.
Yep.
Out of bounds they go, 12 seconds to go.
Marone quickly back to the center.
Big 12 seconds here.
Collar tie. Marone stands, tries to wrench the neck of
Balestrini.
Turns. Balestrini.
Got to keep a hold of it.
Yep, hangs in.
He's
as
hanging.
He drives
there
into him.
Go.
Wow. Hangs on to a 10-2 major decision win. That is huge as we head into the final bout
of the evening, 36-34.
And we'll be back with that right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around. It was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross, and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
And we are back, the final bout of the evening. It's a big one. The Braves trailing by 2. Jake Egan, the coach's son. He's a junior at 1-4, 2-8 junior Owen Mahon. Mahon, who has been at 145, bumping up to 152.
Nothing against Jake here, Steve, but I'd like to see last year's 152-pounder in this spot right now.
Yeah, he's off doing other things right now.
But hopefully Jake can pull it out here for him. He's in on halfway in on a single.
Mahon with a front headlock now stretches him out.
Yeah, get out of bounds there and start over. Don't get in a bad position right near the edge of the mat.
There they go.
Out.
Cross away. It's hard to believe. An hour's drive, about, 50 junior high matches?
Yeah. There was a lot of junior high matches.
Yeah.
And here we are in the high school bout, and it's come down to the last bout.
Yep. On their feet.
Looks like they're both, a little hesitant, you know, as they know a lot's on the line.
Tie up, break apart. And they go off the edge of the mat. 37 seconds to go in the first period.
Still scoreless. Both of them still really basically feeling each other out.
They tie up. Break apart.
Little hand fighting again.
Mahon a little taller and lankier than Egan. On their feet, they tie up again. Mahon looks for a leg. Egan sprawls back to their feet. At Matt's edge. Break apart.
Oh, there's a nice shot by Egan.
Right at the buzzer.
No.
Oh.
That was a nice shot. Would have done that 5 seconds earlier. Right now, he'd have a 2-point lead.
Saw those big, juicy legs hanging out there, shot in on them, and heard the buzzer go off. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Mahon on the bottom. He's set. Egan on top. Back underway. Egan tight waist. Chops off on the left arm. Mahon from his base.
Don't get in trouble. Yeah, don't get in trouble. You got to give one, not two here.
Egan getting high.
Yeah. I mean, that's good. Give the escape.
Yeah,
that didn't look good there for a second.
No, that's for sure. Crawled off and
got high, got back, but then, it was enough to give him the escape.
On their feet, locked up.
Take a shot like you did there at the end of the first period. Jake, you'll be in good shape.
Mahon paws at the head of Egan. They're trying to work that arm into a Russian. Now under hooks. Breaks apart. Back to the center.
This would be a big, big confidence boost for Jake if he could win this bout.
Yeah.
And confidence goes a long way in this sport.
Mm-hmm. Confidence and momentum.
Those are the two biggest things. There's a nice shot by Jake Egan.
He's
got
to
finish it. Oh, he's going to the single. Oh, he got caught underneath.
Good strong hips by Mahon.
Go back to one side or the other. Jake, don't give up. That was too nice of a shot to give up a takedown.
Oh. Mahon with a front headlock, circles to the rear, 2-point takedown. He leads 3-0.
And that was off a beautiful shot by Egan, too.
Got to finish.
Yeah, he stopped. If he cut and drove, he'd have a 2-1 lead right now. Instead, he's down 3-0 with 25 seconds to go.
Mahon going to work with a far arm. trying to turn Egan over. Breaks him down.
Bars
the arm.
So now you got a big decision here with 10 seconds left in the second period of what position do you take? Because by the looks of things, I don't know if I'd go down. I might take my chances going back on my feet, taking him down. Have to cut him again, though. You're going to need two takedowns in the third period to win.
Yeah, man riding with good tight hips there. Didn't give Egan. That's what he's going to do. They're going to go on their
feet.
He's
going neutral.
3-0 lead for Mahan after two. Egan's got to get on fire here. He goes after Mahan. Mahan backpedals. Got to stay after him.
No one's been warned for stalling yet either, so you got a lot of calls there to go through.
Locked up head-to-head.
You got to push the pace, man. Yeah. When you're behind by three and the match is on the line, you got to, unfortunately, do more than what you're doing right now.
And Mahan is the aggressor right now.
Yeah.
They're off the edge of the mat. Back in the center.
So on their feet. You got to get after it here.
Egan, a wild shot in on the leg. Mahan, front headlock.
Front head, nine. He's going to get another two-point takedown. By the looks of it, he is.
Circles to the rear. Two-point takedown for Owen Mahan.
Looks like the forfeit to Cade's going to pay off.
Breaks him down. Again, Mahan riding with the tight hips, and Egan going to be warned for stalling on the bottom.
Yeah.
Trailing 5-0. So right now, it looks like the Braves are going to fall to the Williamsport Millionaires for the first time since you have been around.
It's been a long time.
Like I said, I believe it was 1970, the 74-75 season.
Let's hope this isn't a thing to come. As I'm sure you know what I'm referring to.
Yes, I know what you're referring to. There's another stalling call on Egan.
So now he's down 6-0. There's only 10 seconds left, unfortunately.
Yep. Mahan with a bar arm left.
Braves are going to fall tonight, but it was a good hard-fought bout.
And that is the final, 6-0. Owen Mahan with the win. And the Millionaires also with the win, 39-34. And we will be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855. Or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team sports medicine specialists and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
Welcome back to the Magic Dome, where the Shikellamy Braves have lost to the Williamsport Millionaires for the first time in a very, 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 very long time. 39-34, the Millionaires victorious over the Braves. Braves basketball team dropping a 63-45 decision to Mifflinburg down in the Lockup Gymnasium. So both of the winter teams that we cover here on WKOK not faring out so well here tonight. The Braves knew they were going to have a tough one coming in here.
Gave up way too many bonus points.
Yep, that's what it was. Didn't get them where they needed them and gave them up where they shouldn't have given them up. But, you know, it was two evenly matched teams.
Yeah.
The coaches played a role. They got in there and
It was all
their
strategy. There's no doubt.
Played their
chess strategy,
games.
It was good strategy on both sides.
Yep, yep.
You know, well, it actually paid off for both. The moves paid off for both of them.
Yep. Well, you know, like we talked on the way coming up, it's going to come down to the coin toss and the other guys.
Yep.
And we got the coin toss, they got the other guys.
Yep, that's exactly what happened. We talked about exactly what would happen on the way up, and unfortunately, that's the way it happened.
Why'd we come all the way up here to see this if we knew what was going to happen? I guess that's just the way we are, isn't it? Well, the match started off at 160 pounds, and with the Braves winning the coin toss, they decided to forfeit to Anthony Robinson. That gave Williamsport a 6-0 lead. At 170 pounds, Jermez Herring bumping up to take on Chase Nye. Herring with an 11-7 win made the score 6-3 in favor of Williamsport. 182 pounds, Isaiah Betts. He's bounced around the lineup quite a bit this year as well.
Yeah, he's been at a few different weights,
I've noticed this year. Was supposed to wrestle at 170, goes up to 182, gets the first period fall, and puts the Braves into the lead by the score of 9-6. Evan Bingaman, you know, he's one of those guys, you know, we've just become used to getting points from Evan. He's just a blue-collar worker. And
good mat wrestler. When he's on the mat, good things happen.
Yeah, he got a minute and 29-second fall in the first period, and the score 15-6. 220 pounds. The Braves are counting on some bonus points here as it ended up at really didn't matter without coupling it with some other things that needed to happen. Adam Young.
Basically, the 220 and the heavyweight bout is what swung it for him.
Yes.
Adam, and you know, everyone was expecting him to get you know, bonus points there, and unfortunately just fell up. You know, he still won, but fell short on the bonus points. And then Nelly, when he was winning at heavyweight, you know, but that's the way heavyweights go.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Fain losing to Williamson by two over the weekend. You know, had that happened with some bonus points, it still would have worked out for the Braves.
You know, going there at the end, almost the end of the same period, he's got to win. You know, he's winning 4-1, and, you know, they're both trying to throw each other, which is what heavyweights do.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he came out on the short end of the stick tonight.
Braves still leading at that particular point by the score of 18-12. At 106 pounds, Hunter Beaver, the sophomore, with a first period fall over Austin Stugart. He now stands at 7-5. He struggled at the beginning of the season, has really come on.
Like I said, those 2 pounds for him must have made a world of difference.
Gets a fall, extends the Braves' lead to 24-12, but here come the Millionaires. 113 pounds, Braden Bauer. He is ranked statewide.
Yeah, he's tough. He's a very, very tough freshman,
yeah.
Real tough. I would be surprised if you don't see him in Hershey this year. Even as a freshman.
Bauer with a first period fall over Caleb Yoder, 24-18, the Braves lead. Damian Wolf taking on Riley Bauer, twin brother to Braden. Riley Bauer with the second period fall in 305, and then at 126 pounds, Carter Dawson coming up off of a runner-up finish at the Tool City tournament with a second period fall over Colton Semko. The score at that particular point, 30-24.
See, right there's the difference. You know, in those three weight classes, they pick up the bonus points, and that's, you know, that's the difference in the match right here tonight.
Yep, absolutely. 132, they pick up more bonus points. Riley Hillner with a first period fall over Donovan Willard, and then the chess move by the Millionaires forfeiting to Cade Balestrini. That makes the score 36-30. Drew Balestrini comes out, gets a major decision win over Roman Marone, who was bumped up to wrestle him, 36-34. And then at 152, Owen Mahon, the junior, comes out and does what he needs to do, a 6-0 win over Shikellamy's Jake Egan, the final, Williamsport 39 and Shikellamy 34. Doesn't get any easier. Another 48 hours, we're going to be up the road another 20 or 25 miles.
Taking on the Wildcats.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. And that was another discussion that we had. We're going to have to go back and look at the records to see if the Braves have ever beaten Central Mountain. I'm not so sure if they have.
I'm not so sure that we have. I know, unfortunately, the last few years that I've been involved, unfortunately, it hasn't been very pretty.
Yeah.
They just keep reloading.
Yeah, they've had some studs in the past, some guys that have gone on.
And they're very strong, again, from top to bottom, again this year.
Yeah, I talked to some people, and they said this is the strongest that they've been in a couple of years.
And that's not a good sign for us.
No, it's not. But, hey, we're going to have to go do it.
That's why you put the shoes on, though.
Yeah. Whether we go around the mountain or over the mountain, we're going to be in Mill Hall on Thursday night and see what the Braves can do against the Wildcats of Central Mountain. Well, Bob, it's great to have you
back
here.
Been a pleasure, Steve.
Yep.
Been a real pleasure tonight.
I'm
going to
drag you out again.
Thank you very much.
On Thursday for the Central Mountain match. So, again, from the Magic Dome, where the final score, Williamsport 39 and Shikellamy 34. The Braves dropped to 1-2. Williamsport in now at 1-1. Join us on Thursday when the Braves travel to Mill Hall to take on the Wildcats of Central Mountain. Mark Lawrence, high atop our Blue Hill studios, pushing all the buttons, turning all the knobs, doing everything right. Thank you very much, Mark. We will talk to you again on Thursday. For Mr. Robert Supsik, this is Steve Williams saying good evening. Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling is a WKOK sports presentation. Good night.